Show them to all. Today's Tavos Chol and Daf Kovav. We're starting about the third line of the words. Ki Asar Avdimi. And today's Tavos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sharabas Biaka Moshe Hernish Almost Should Have an Aliyah. And we're discussing the importance of washing Mayim Rishonim before the Suda and Mayim Achronim after the Suda. So the Gemara tells us Ki Asar Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar he said Mayim Rishonim because of not washing Mayim Rishonim. Achilu Basar Chazer. A person was fed meat from a Chazer. This is referring to a case where a person had some sort of restaurant or an inn of sorts, and he would decide what type of meat to give depending on how the person acted. So if somebody walked in and he washed Mayim Rishonim, so the proprietor told himself, okay, this fellow's a yid and he'd give him kosher meat. When the fellow didn't wash Mayim Rishonim, so he'd give him chazer, and that's what happened. A yid walked in but didn't wash Mayim Rishonim, and so he was given chazer. And achronim, because of not washing Mayim Rishonim, a woman was removed, meaning divorced from her husband. And there's a whole story in which a mayor, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, stayed over by a fellow named Kidor, deposited her money with him, and when they were taking leave, he denied it. And later on, they saw that he had some lentils in his beard. That's because he didn't wash Mayim Achronim and wipe his beard. They went to his wife and told her that he said she should give the money back, and the simon is that he had lentils to eat. So she returned the money, they left, and then when this fellow came home and discovered what happened, he got so upset he divorced her. And again, it's all because of not washing Mayim Achronim. I guess Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he had a different version. Amar, he said, Rishonim Achilu Basar Nevela, that because of not washing Mayim Rishonim, this fellow was fed Nevela, not Chazer, but Nevela, and Achronim, because of not washing Mayim Achronim, Hargo Sanefesh, a person was killed. That's because according to his version of the story, this Kidor fellow didn't divorce his wife, rather he killed her. Now, Amar Nachman Yitzchok, he tells us, V'simanich, what's the way to remember who said what? Us Ravdimi Apka, Ravdimi came and took her out, Us Ravin, and Ravin came, Katla, he killed her. And obviously this means that a person would have to know that first Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael and only then Ravin came. But once you know that, then it's easy to remember who said what. Because Ravdimi, so to speak, removed the woman, meaning he said that she was divorced, and then the next one, Ravin, said that she was killed. And it can't be the other way around, because once a person's killed, they can't be removed, they can't be divorced. Rav Asi Masni Chad Mehani V'Chad Mehani. Rav Abba teaches one from this one, one from that one, L'chumra, and both are L'chumra. In other words, he goes like Ravdimi's version in Mayim Rishonim, that the person was given Chazer, he's over two Isurim over there, eating Nevela and non-kosher meat, and he holds Ravin's version of what happened to the woman, that she was killed. And now going back to what I mentioned on the previous daf regarding what type of water is allowed to be used for Mayim Rishonim, could it be hot or does it have to be cold? So Itmar was stated, Chameh Urs, water that was heated up by fire, Chizki Amr, he says, no using it for washing one's hands, or Rabbi Yechon Amr, he says, one could use it for washing hands. So Amr Yechon, he says, Sha'alti Yisrael Gamliel ben Yishol Rebbe, I asked Gamliel, son of Rebbe, Va'echot Taharis, and he's very careful, he made sure to eat all of his food on a very high level of Tahara, and Vamrul, he told me that Kol Gdeli Galil, Eisen Kane, all the Gdelim of Galil, they would do this, it's not a problem. Another question, Chame Tveria, what about hot water from the springs of Tveria? This water which is hot and naturally comes from the ground from hot springs, is that allowed to be used for washing hands? So Chizki Amr, he says, no using it for washing hands, Avomad Bilin behind him Haidayim, but one is allowed to be Tavil his hands of them. This is then called Tevilas Yodayim, Netilas Yodayim, which is washing hands, is when a person fills up a Kli with water and then he pours that water on his hands, like we do nowadays when we wash our hands. Now, Tevilas Yodayim is immersing hands in water. That's when a person goes up to a body of water, which is basically a kosher mikvah, so it could be a lake or a chame tveria also, and he could dip his hands in them. He would also make a bracha of al Tevilas Yodayim. So chame tveria are not allowed to be used for Netilas Yodayim, but Tevilas Yodayim, they're okay. Now, Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says, Kol Gufay Tevil Bahen, a person could be Tevil his entire body in them, which means if he is Tameh, he could immerse himself in chame tveria and use that as a mikvah, that's fine. Avoloi Panav Yad Raglav, but not his face, hands, and feet, which means if he's washing his face, hands, and feet, and in the process he's dipping his hands into the water, his hands are not tahar. So now we ask, Hashta Kol Gufay Tevil Bahen, Panav Yad Raglav Kol Shekain. Now, if he had just stated that a person could immerse his entire body in these waters, and that means he's going to be 100% tahar, including his hands, you're telling me it's not okay if he just dips his hands inside? How does that make sense? So Amar Papa, he answers, it's as follows. Bim Kaiman, if the water is in their place, these Chame Tveria, this naturally hot spring water, is in the bar or it's in the depression, wherever it comes out in the ground. So the Kuli Amal Pligi Shari, no one argues, everyone says it's permitted, you could dip your hands into it, that's fine. Also, Mishkal Minayu Bimbana, the Kuli Amal Pligi to Usser, in regards to taking the Chame Tveria in a Kli and washing from it, everyone agrees that that's Usser. That's because even though we just said before that it might be permitted to use regular hot water, Chame Tveria is different. That's because it never had a Shas Kosher. Regular water had a Shas Kosher at a time that it was able to be used, because before it was heated up by fire, it was cold, and everyone agrees you're allowed to use cold water. And that's why there's a tzad that even if it was hot, meaning it was heated up by fire, it's still okay, because again, it had a Shas Kosher. As opposed to Chame Tveria, it never had a Shas Kosher, it never was cold, and that's why everyone agrees it wasn't allowed to use it for Netilas Yodayim. So keep looking, what's the machlokes? The Paskinu Bas Birta, as where he separated it into a ditch, which means we have the main bar of the Chame Tveria, that's the main pool, whatever it is, and he basically made like a little canal or a ditch that the water flowed into. There isn't 40 sa by itself in this little ditch that he had separated, but it's still connected to the original pool, which does have 40 sa. Rabbi Yechon is geyser, this Bas Birta, this little ditch of water, because of a mana, because of a kli, meaning he says, no using that. that for tevilas yadayim, because a person might end up saying, hey, this is not really the main pool. This is just a little side ditch. It doesn't have a lot of water in it. And if I'm allowed to dip my hands into it, I'm allowed to take water from it with a kli and use that for washing hands, but that's not allowed because that's hot water. Whereas Marasar Ben Chizkiah holds, like as we know, that we're not geyser, since at the end of the day, this basbirta, this little ditch, this little canal is connected to the original pool. Therefore, the whole thing is a kosher mikvah. That's why he is allowed to be tevil yadayim, and we're not afraid he's going to be taking it for netilas yadayim. We can clarify in ketanoi. This is just some water that became possible to be drunk by an animal, which means even an animal is not going to drink this water, either because it's putrid or because, for example, it's chame teveria, so animals are going to drink from such water. So bekalim psulim, if this water is in a kli, it's not abused for netilas yadayim, because water for netilas yadayim, if it's being washed from a kli, needs to be roi for an animal to drink from. Whereas bekarka, if it's in the ground, so if it's in a hole in the ground, uses a kosher mikvah ksherin, then they are kosher for a person to put his hands in. Now Rabbi Shimon, he says af bekarka tovban kol gufay avoloi pan v'yad raglov, even if this water is in the ground, one can only immerse in it, use it as a regular mikvah, but if he washes his face, hands, or feet, which means he immerses his hands in it, it's not kosher for tevilas yadayim. So we ask the same question, hashta kol gufay tovban bahen yad raglov lekol shekein, if a person is able to immerse his entire body in them and he's 100% tahar, so just putting his hands in, wouldn't that be for sure okay? And the answer is alav de paskinu basbirta, it must be we're talking about this water was separated with his basbirta, it diverted a little bit into this channel of sorts, and about pligi, this machlekes demar sover gazrin basbirta atumano mar sover le gazrinon, and so we see this machlekes tanaim. The reason why a person has to wash their hands before eating chulin, regular plain food, is b'nei srach truma, because of getting accustomed to truma. Then we know the Chum said that if a person wasn't careful with their hands and he doesn't know what his hands did, which is what we call stam yadayim, a person doesn't usually know where their hands went, so automatically a person's hands are considered a sheni latoma. Now we know that if a sheni latoma touches truma, that becomes a shlishi and that passels it. Therefore, kahanim have to make sure to wash their hands before eating truma so that they take off that din of sheni latoma and they're going to be eating the truma bet taharon. Now, if Idi bar Avin just told us, B'shem Yitzchak bar Ashion, is that the reason why we'd have to wash the tilos yadayim before eating chulin so we could be accustomed to washing hands before food so that we don't have this issue when eating truma. But Ayin Mishon Mitzvah, and also the reason why we wash hands before chulin is because of a mitzvah. The question is, my mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? So Rabbi, he says, Mitzvah Lashmai Devar Chachamim. It's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim who made this Gezeirah. Whereas Rabbi Amar, he says that no, Mitzvah Lashmai Devar Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. The mitzvah over here is actually Dai Raisa. We need to listen to what Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said. Here's his drasha. The Chesed Pasuk says, anyone who touched a zav and he didn't wash his hands in water, so he's going to be tamei. Now, Amar Lazar Malach, Rabbi Lazar Malach said, Mechamim Latias Yudam and Atairah. From here, the Chum found the smacha support from the Torah that a person has to wash their hands before eating. Now, Amar Lazar Malach, Rabbi Lazar Malach, my mashma, what's mashma is from here? How do we understand this drasha? The answer is the chsib, because the pasuk says, Vyadal Shatta Bamayim, he didn't wash his hands in water. Now, the mashma is from that is, Hashat Aftar, that if he washed his hands, then he's tarred. But that can't be because Hatvila Bai, this person needs to go to the mikvah. If somebody touches a zav, well, zav is the avatoma, so the one who touched him is a rishon, in order to become tahar, needs a full dunking in the mikvah. He can't just wash his hands. So how do we understand it from the pasuk? It must be it's telling us this is what the pasuk is saying. Somebody else who didn't wash, he's tamei. In other words, the pasuk is telling us two things. First, it's saying if a person touches a zav, so he's tamei. Another thing is if a person's hands were tamei and he didn't wash them in water, so his hands remain tamei. Mashma that if he washes hands, then they're tahar. That's the smach of the pasuk that a person has to wash his hands before eating. Now continue to discuss washing hands before eating. The only reason why they said that a person should wash their hands before eating fruit is because of cleanliness. Now, sorry, the Talmidim wanted to say from here that chayvu hudaleka, it's not a chayv, you don't have to. It's not like washing your hands before bread, but a mitzvah ikka, there's a mitzvah to do so, meaning it's an important zach to do. You don't have to, but it's a nice zach. Rava told them that's not true. Loi chayv of loi mitzvah, it's not a chayv and it's not a mitzvah, el rishos, rather it's a rishos. It's optional. If a person wants to, he could. If not, he doesn't have to. However, pligid Rav Nachman, this is definitely not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, if a person washes his hands before eating fruit, he's from the gasei ruach, he's from the group that are haughty. He's trying to show that he's so chashav and he's so careful that he washes his hands even before fruit. But there's no Indian to do that. So really, a person should not wash their hands before eating pay rice. And right for this, Amar Rav Chana, how came in a kamidra of Amir Rav Asi? I was standing in front of Amir Rav Asi, and I saw the kamayok called the peri. They brought a basket of fruit in front of them. Va'achlu they ate v'loy mashidayu. They did not wash their hands, and also v'loy avuli midi. They didn't give me any. And ubar chad chadel chudei. Each one made a bracha achroina for himself. Shmaya mina tlas. We learn three things from here. First of all, shmaya mina in itias adam pay rice. They wouldn't wash our hands before eating fruit. Also, shmaya mina imin zamin al pay rice. We also learn from here that we don't make a zimun over fruit. That's because if we did make a zimun, they would have invited Rabbi Bar Chana to eat with them. There was only Rabbi Amir Ravasi. And if it's important to make a zimun, then they would have invited him to eat, and then they would have had three people. And Yishma, we also learn from here, Shtam Sha'achlu, two people that ate together, mitzvah chalik, it's a mitzvah to separate, meaning one of them shouldn't make the bracha achroina for the two, and you might see both of them. Each one should make their own bracha achroina. And Taina Mahachmi writes just like this, Shtam Sha'achlu, two people that ate together, this is talking about eating bread together, mitzvah chalik, it's a mitzvah for them to separate and bench on their own. Now, by Medvar Murmur, when was it said, Shayushtaim Seifrim, that's only if they're both Seifrim, which means they're both Chachamim and they both know benching. Aval Echad Seifer Echad Bur, if one of them is a Seifer, he's a Chacham, and the other one is a Bur, he's unlearned and he's Am Aretz, so Seifer Varch, Bur Yaitse, Tam Chacham, he makes the Bracha, and the Bur is Yaitse from him. And you discuss Nitiel Sedaim, Tanarban, we have a Braisa, Nitiel Sedaim Lchulin Adaperek, when a person's washing their hands before eating Chulin, so they only have to wash up until the Perek, which literally means up until the joint. Now this is referring to the second knuckle on the fingers, he only has to wash up until there. That's because since anyway, Chulin is being washed, like we said before, because of Srach Truma, just to get accustomed for Truma, so much more Mikkel with it, therefore he only has to wash up until the second knuckle. However, Latruma, if a person's washing their hands before eating Truma, Kovavon Bez on top, Ada Perek, he has to wash up until the Perek, which means up until the joint, over here it's referring to the third and top knuckle. Whereas Kishidan Raglan Bemikdash, the Kohanim, they wash their hands and feet in the base of Mikdash before Avoida, Ada Perek, that's be done up until the Perek, which is up until the end of the hand, right by the wrist, where it connects with the arm. Also says, anything is considered chatzitza, an interposition. When a person is going to the mikvah, if he has something sticky on him or dirt or something like that, and that's considered chatzitza, that the water's not going to get to it, and so it wouldn't be kosher tevila, that's considered a chatzitza by netilas yadayim as well, both l'chulin u'b'kidush yadayim reglaim b'mikdash, when he's washing for chulin, or even for kidush yadayim reglaim in the base of mikdash. Rav Rav said, ad kan l'chulin, up until here one washes for chulin, that's up until the second knuckle, ad kan l'truma, up until here is for truma, that's up until the third knuckle, whereas Shmuel says, no, ad kan ben l'chulin ben l'truma, up until here one washes both for chulin and for truma, it's the same place, and that's l'chumra, up until the third knuckle, that means chulin has to be just like truma, whereas Rav Sheshet Amar, he says the other way, ad kan ben l'chulin ben l'truma, chulin and truma is the same thing, but l'kula, we're makel, only up until the second knuckle. Rav Behedya, Behedya said, have a kohen to come to Rav Ami, I was in front of Rav Ami, v'amar, and he said, ad kan ben l'chulin ben l'truma, l'chumra, wants to wash their hands up until the same place, both l'chulin and l'truma, l'chumra, up until that third knuckle. Now, v'chi tema Rav Ami shem d'kayin hu, if you want to say that Rav Ami is only saying this because he's a kayin, and so he's always eating truma, and that's why he's extra careful even when he's eating chulin, that's not so, because the Harab Miyasha bar breed Rabbi Shub ben Levi, Rav Miyasha, the son of Rabbi Shub ben Levi, who Levi, he was a Levi, v'amar, and he said, ad kan ben l'chulin ben l'truma, l'chumra, the one has to wash their hands up until the same place, both for chulin and for truma, and that's l'chumra, and he wasn't eating truma, so we see that it's not just Rav Ami, this is anyway what a person has to do, even if he's not a kohen, he has to be machmir, even when he's eating chulin, minimum, wash his hands up until that third knuckle. Now one more member about washing hands, Amar Ravi tells us, Noitel Adam Shteyadu Shachris, a person can wash his two hands in the morning, Umasa Lein Kol Yom Kulai, and he can make a stipulation regarding them for the entire day, that he's going to use that hand washing to eat bread the entire day. He obviously has to be careful that they don't become dirty or tamei, and as long as that's the case, he's allowed to use that first hand washing they did in the morning to eat bread the whole day. Normally, Ravina, Libnei Paksad Arvos, Ravina told the people of Paksad Arvos, like you, you don't have a lot of water in your place. It's a very dry area. So, you can wash your hands in the morning, and you can make this tonight for the entire day, and that would be okay for eating bread. Some say that it's only when it's a pressing time where they simply don't have a lot of water, so then they can rely on this tonight. But if it's a time where it's not a shasat chak, then they can't rely on the tanai, and upuligi de Rav. This would argue with what Rav just told us before. Whereas some say, even if it's not a shasad chak, you could wash your hands in the morning, make a tanai, as long as you make sure that they stay clean and tahar, you're allowed to use that for the rest of the day. Behind the Rav, and that's what Rav said, even though they have plenty of water, you're still able to make that tanai. We're going to stop before the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss washing hands, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.